Bariatric surgery not only extends our life expectancy, but it decreases our risk of death. Overall, 40%.
Having bariatric surgery can impact more than just your weight. Dr. Leslie Pristes is the medical director of bariatric surgery at Southwest General and joins us today to discuss how obesity-related health conditions, such as heart disease and type 2 diabetes, may also be impacted as a result of bariatric surgery. This is Southwest General Health Talk. I'm Caitlin White. So, Doctor, so great to have you on the show today. To start us off, I'd like to ask you about a recent bariatric journal on NIH's website. It was reported that 87% of bariatric surgery patients who had type 2 diabetes found that post-op, they were able to reduce the amount of medications they were on for diabetes. So what other health conditions can be improved with bariatric surgery like this?
Basically, all of them. I mean, truly, every health condition that you can think of is going to be affected by weight loss and bariatric surgery. I think so many people struggle with weight, overweight, and obesity. And we think of bariatric surgery as this tool specifically for losing weight. And it is that, but it's so much more than that. It's really about improving overall health, medical conditions, and it's a really, really powerful tool. So when you look specifically at diabetes, it's not that patients have to even lose weight. It doesn't take a year to get off of diabetes medications. Literally, some of our patients go home the very next day after the surgery on no medications for diabetes. So the surgery is working in many, many ways. Yes, it's causing weight loss, but our patients don't lose a ton of weight overnight after the surgery. The surgery is also causing a lot of changes throughout the body, hormonal changes, a lot of different gut hormone changes that result in the improvement in diabetes literally overnight.
Well, that is great to hear. I'd love to ask you also about patients with sleep apnea. How does bariatric surgery improve this condition?
Well, whenever our bodies gain weight, you see people with different body types. Some people gain weight in certain areas of their body more than others. And that's true not only in areas where we can see the way that someone carries their weight, but also internally. Some people have trouble with fatty livers or things along those lines. And some people can gain more excess fatty tissue in their throat or in their airway and the tissues around their airway. And when they're sleeping, especially in certain positions, that extra tissue, that extra pressure can basically start to constrict the airway. And we lose some of that muscular tone that holds our airway open while we're sleeping. And so when that airway is temporarily collapsing or not as open or widely patent, it can compromise our body's ability to have gas exchange and oxygenate ourselves. And so with sleep apnea, whenever we're sleeping, if our oxygen levels start to decrease, our bodies don't like that. And so our bodies will arouse somewhat to say, oh dear, I don't have enough oxygen. Let me wake myself up enough to strengthen and open my airway so I can get more oxygen in. And so sometimes that happens and we wake up at night with sleep apnea. You might wake up suddenly gasping for air, but it can also be much more subtle than that. And so some people don't realize that this is happening. But when you have that arousal from sleep to get your oxygen levels back up, it disrupts your sleep patterns and it keeps you from having that long, restful, deep sleep that we really need to be our best during the day. And so with patients who are considering bariatric surgery, they may not realize that they're having this issue, but as they lose weight after surgery, they find that weight loss is happening all over their bodies, including in their airway, and they sleep so much better. And those with sleep apnea oftentimes can resolve that problem and get off their sleep machine that's holding their airway open for them with that external air pressure while they sleep.
Well, let's talk about surgery. I know that it's a big decision to get surgery or not, and some people it might not be accessible for them, or others just don't want to go that route. So what may happen to a patient enduring obesity-related health conditions if they don't elect surgery and they can't lose weight?
Well, I certainly know from talking to my patients that this is that having bariatric surgery is not a decision that they take lightly. You know, many of our patients research bariatric surgery for years and really try to do everything they can to avoid needing to have bariatric surgery. But what we know is that our bodies are super, super efficient at holding on to every calorie, every pound. And even when we work really hard at losing weight, our bodies are working the other direction. So to try to lose weight without bariatric surgery is extremely difficult. And when we've been at a higher weight for a longer period of time, it only gets harder because that high weight becomes what our body thinks is our normal. It becomes our weight set point. Just like our bodies have a temperature set point that our bodies very closely regulate. You know, when you get too hot or too cold, you don't have to think about it. Your body regulates you back to that normal set point. And we don't have a lot of choice about that. We don't think about or have to choose to sweat or shiver. Our body just regulates us. And the same thing is happening with our weight. So when we have a high weight set point and we're just trying to lose weight with diet and exercise, the only sustainable way to do that is very, very slowly. So you might be able to lose a pound a week, a pound every 2 weeks, maybe even just a pound a month. And your body might allow that without a lot of regulatory mechanisms coming into play to bring you back up to that higher weight set point. But when you're at a higher weight, that can take a very long time, you know, to only lose a pound every 2 weeks. But if that's all that's sustainable, if that's all our bodies will allow, that's really the only option without surgery. Anything that we do that causes rapid weight loss without surgery or medications is only setting us up for rapid weight regain. And I think most people have had that experience when they've tried this name diet or that other diet and they lose some weight, but as soon as they stop doing that, they rapidly regain that weight and actually most of the time, even a little more. Surgery not only lets us have that opportunity for more rapid weight loss, but really importantly, it lowers that body weight set point so that we can be more successful in the long term and not set us up to have that, you know, efficient weight regain.
Wonderful. Well, wrapping up here, doctor, can life expectancy be improved as a result of surgery? What can be the anticipated life expectancy for a person that completes surgery?
I love this question. You know, I think so many people get so nervous about considering a surgery that they really fixate on the risk that's associated with the surgery, which is actually very, very small. What I tell patients is the surgery is meant to extend and lengthen your life and also the quality of that life. On average, bariatric surgery can extend the life of patients who have it by 6 to 7 years. And that's with, again, a very low risk at the time of surgery. Bariatric surgery is safer than many of the other common surgeries that we do, like removing the gallbladder, hysterectomy, joint replacements, and those sorts of things. Bariatric surgery not only extends our life expectancy, but it decreases our risk of death overall 40%. And if you look at specific causes of death, bariatric surgery can decrease your risk of death related to heart disease by 40%, death related to cancer by 60%, and as a result of diabetes by over 90%.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, doctor. Some great information here today. The results of bariatric surgery can be life-changing, both for the patient and their family. If you or someone you know has been considering bariatric surgery, schedule a consultation with our experienced team at the Southwest General Center for Bariatric Surgery. Call 216-592-2801. That's 216-592-2801. I'm Caitlin White, and this has been Southwest General Health Talk.